Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A source of fresh, affordable produce and other kitchen staples is driving across the river to Illinois. I spoke with Carlton Adams, Chief Operations Officer at Operation Food Search, about Metro Market expanding to East St. Louis.
Metro Market is a mobile farmers market. Metro Market is celebrating 10 years this year. It was started as a graduate school project about 10 years ago to watch you grad students with the assistance of Bi-State that donated a bus. And that's how the name came about. But what we do is we go to areas that the USDA would describe as food deserts, and we bring a farmer's market in mobile form in two-hour increments to neighborhoods that are in need and facing food insecurity.
And one of the newest ones that you are starting a route to is East St. Louis. Tell us about the need in that community.
So East St. Louis has significant need. There's only one full-service grocery store in that area servicing 18,000 people. So food insecurity is acute there, and we are really thrilled with the partnership with the Jackie Joyner Kersey Food, Agriculture, and Nutrition Innovation Center.
It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that in communities where, you know, they are considered a food desert, that often residents will go, for example, to a convenience market and pay much higher prices for food that may not always have the most nutritional value.
Megan, that's exactly right. So part of food insecurity is being far away from something like a full-service grocery store that has nutritious food and a lot of choices that you can make on how to feed yourself and your family. But you're right, in areas that are experiencing that kind of acute food insecurity, they just don't have that kind of access. And stores like the ones that you described, convenience stores, really are not as invested in fresh fruit and produce and the types of nutritious proteins that we would like folks to have on a regular basis to consider themselves food secure. And so that's exactly what farmers markets bring you, and that's what we are bringing to communities with the Metro Markets and coming into East St. Louis with the Metro Market as well.
Now, are you able to provide maybe a little bit of a discount or a lower price for residents because of the volume that you have through Operation Food Search?
First of all, yes. We are providing this food at below market cost. So, you know, we were bringing just a grocery store prices to those communities, it wouldn't really meet the need in that same way. But we're able to do that through generous donations and multiple donors that have supported Operation Food Search over, you know, most or all of our 44 years. So it really does depend on organizations, which includes the commercial grocers like Straub's or Schnucks or Deerberg's that support us, but also other generous foundations, Missouri Foundation for Health or Bayer Foundation, that are very generous donors so that we can suppress those prices below market.
What do you see once you bring Metro Market into a community? What happens? What are the benefits then?
So I think part of it, Megan, is that it brings community in a way. Just like if you visited farmers markets, and I'm sure many of your listeners do and have, it is a community experience. So you're learning about the product, you're sharing with neighbors that are interested in, you know, really nutritious food in ways that you don't always get in, I guess, a more commercial setting. And so because we come on a regular basis, we get to know when the stops are. Obviously, we can come to our website, stlmetromarket.org, and find our schedule. But folks are coming to really expect that service. They knew back when we had buses instead of trucks that are really built for purpose that deliver the service, they recognize the bus and they would come to the stops as they're advertised. But it really does create a sense of community.
So this will be a weekly event now from now on?
Yes. So we're, again, very excited to be at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Community Center every week. The Metro Market started out as more of a seasonal offering, and now we've gone to four-year round. So that's another part of this expansion. One other thing I would mention is we have, through dedicated volunteers as well as staff, learned to deliver our markets indoors, at pop-up markets. So not only delivered by a mobile source tied to a truck, but the ways that it suits the community the most, which also helps us when it's cold, super cold outside. If we have a place to be indoors, we can put the market indoors. And the center will be one of those locations.
That is Carlton Adams, Chief Operations Officer at Operation Food Search. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.